All right, nice to have you with us today as we get ready for Giants baseball. They try to break the streak here. They've lost four in a row, and they try to get a win here in Colorado. Pleasure to bring in Adam Copeland, of course, one of the stars of Tolbert and Copes, Monday through Friday on KMBR. Adam, how are you?
I'm good, Marty. You said four in a row. I got kind of rattled by that. That happened fast, huh?
Well, my first thought was, you know, as we do these every Sunday and, you know, we go, look, there's only 40 games to go. We've done three quarters of a season together. But, yeah. You know, what a difference a week makes. You know, you have so many expectations going to four with Arizona, three with Colorado. And all of a sudden, you know, you're 2-2 with Arizona and 0-2 with Colorado. How about that?
Well, it's so funny, too, because they lost the last two games in that homestand, and they had won five in a row leading up to that, right? And it felt after that was that a Thursday game, the game where Brandon Belt attempted the bunt with two strikes,
yes.
And the way they'd lost the night before after Carlos Rodon had a really nice outing, and Dominic Leon came in, and that one fell apart fast, too. It was like one out and base hit, double off the wall, another base hit, and it was 3-1, and the game was over, basically. So it happened real fast, and because they clawed and worked hard to get back to .500 and get back to over .500, it seems like this last week, losing those last two games, even though it was a 5-2 homestand, 5-2 homestand, seems like they just kind of fell apart, and it was going to be tough to get back into it. And even though the Padres weren't winning games against the Nationals and helping them out, and Josh Hader was losing games late, it just seems like the Giants right now, they had gotten hot for a minute in the offense. I don't know if it's just the offense or if it's the defense. I mean, the starting pitching has been fantastic. They just have not been able to correct some of the problems that have haunted them all year. And when teams can't do that, it's frustrating to see them make the same mistakes over and over late in the year and keep them out of the postseason. So it would take a lot of work right now. It would take a lot of help, I think, for the Giants. But we've seen flashes of it. We just haven't seen consistency.
No, they're a very streaky team. Of
yes.
course, you know, they've yeah. lost four or more, I think six different times, it was pointed out this morning. So a very streaky team. So here you are. You're going against Kyle Freeland today. You have the right-handed lineup in, thank goodness, because the left-hand lineup can't do anything. So you try to get a win today, and then you're into Detroit for two games where, you know, again, here we go. You know, you should be able to play with Detroit, and then it's into Minnesota. Yeah. So, and then the Padres get the Guardians Tuesday and Wednesday. So, okay, you go into Minnesota maybe with a three-game winning streak, and all of a sudden you're four back, and you're back in it. So that's the way the season has gone. It's been back and forth, and you just don't know what to expect. But I brought it up on the show today to get your thoughts as well. You just can't keep running the same people out there. I mean, you know, we've seen 120 games of Yastrzemski, of Brandon Belt, of Lamont Wade. Now, of course, they've been injured, and we haven't seen that many games for those guys. But LaStella, at some point, even if a righty is pitching, I want to see the right-handed lineup in there. I think they can do more damage.
I think you make a great point, Marty. I think there's a handful of guys that we've seen all season. Yastrzemski's a great point. I mean, and I sort of think that the reason Yastrzemski has to be in there each and every day right now is more about the defense. I mean, he's one of your best defensive outfielders. He's a lefty that you don't mind always playing against lefties. But I'm with you. When they've got lefties out there, I think they've hit lefties this year better than they've hit righties. And they've done a lot of damage to lefties this year. So when you've got a lefty on the hill and they stack the right-handed lineup in there, you just kind of run with it. But Lamont Wade is a great point. I mean, that's a guy who we expected, you know, 18 home runs from last year, and we've seen flashes of this year. But you mentioned the inconsistency and the streakiness of the team. At some point, you got to try something different, right? And I think that because the Giants are sort of in that no man's land window where you kind of claw, as I mentioned, you get a few games here and you think, hey, maybe these few guys are putting it together, and then they kind of fall flat. Joey Bart has been really good over the last couple of weeks. I'd like to see him in there every single day and continue to get him some at bats. And if he's not going to catch, why not just let him DH? I don't think it's a terrible thing to let this guy get some at-bats when he's not behind the plate. So I'm with you. I think there's some things they need to try out. The other thing, Marty, is it's not like there's guys who are at the minor league system right now at the AAA level who are beating the cover off the ball, who are ready to come up. We saw it a little bit earlier this year with David Villar. They gave him a shot, and he just did not have it. You're also not going to get the full 40-man expansion like we used to get. You know, you flip to September, you just get to bring up a couple of more guys and expand to 28. So I'm not sure who we see in there, but if you're talking about just sort of putting names in a hat and pulling them out and seeing if we can get a different lineup out there, I'm all for it. I think they need to try something different because whatever's been happening this year has not been successful for them. Give me a lot of J.D. Davis. Give me a lot of Joey Bart and see who else can be in there.
Yeah, just 120 games in, and they're still very much in the thing. And Dominic Catronio was just talking about the Brewers and their rotation. Well, the Giants can make the same argument. So just get in if you can. But I would move Bart up in the lineup. I think he makes enough contact now. He does damage. He hits the long ball, and he can, you know, do some damage. I'd move him up to maybe the fifth spot. And I'd play J.D. Davis every day. You're going into ballparks. Now, Detroit's not a great home run ballpark. Minnesota, maybe. I don't know. We haven't seen games there. But I'd play him every day as well. Keep Flores in there and Slater as well, even though Slater's not getting a lot of hits. He does damage. He does damage. So what do you think of, you know, sort of the epitome of this whole discussion, Belt bunting with two strikes on Thursday? What was your take on that?
Oh, I was out there, Marty. I'll tell you what, it was odd because the inning, I think it was the inning before or it was two innings before. I think it was maybe the top of the sixth inning. Brandon Crawford had done the exact same thing where he tried to bunt with two strikes. I mean, you see it happen every once in a while and a guy will strike out kind of like Brandon Crawford did. It was really strange to see it happen twice in two innings, and for Brandon Belt to do it with two strikes and a runner on second and third when they had not had guys get into scoring position all day. I believe heading into that inning against Zach Gallen, Gallen had faced the minimum, and the Giants hadn't had a runner reach second base at that point. And tip your cap to Gallen. I mean, he was fantastic, 12 strikeouts, and didn't walk anybody in that game. But the Brandon Belt bunt strike foul, I heard Mike Kruger on with Murph and Mack the next morning, and he said that might have been the low point in his career. I had never heard San Francisco fans boo one of our own players that way, and it kind of shocked me a little bit, but I was shocked that he bunted foul. I was like, I don't know what he's doing. And you know, to hear the explanation or excuse after the game from Gabe Kapler, who said, you know, I trust Brandon and I trust his decision-making at the plate. And I was like, well, come on, man. I mean, I understand protecting your guy publicly, but you can't tell me that you're an analytics guy and that you buy into all this stuff, that you're going to go with this bat against a right-handed pitcher and this guy against a left-handed pitcher, and you just do this because that's what the analytics says. But then you trust the guy to make a decision about bunting a ball foul, and then to put him in there and hitting four the next day. I don't know if that was supposed to be a confidence move or what was going on. Brandon Belt is just not having it this year. I don't know if he's really had the knee problems still bothering him. His defense has been awful. His approach at the plate has not been good. At some point, I'm like, I'd rather have you strike out swinging in that situation. Maybe you make contact. Maybe the ball squirts away. You dropped on a bump with two strikes. Nothing can happen. That's just it. The inning is over, and you got no other opportunity there. So I was baffled by the decision. Brandon Belt seemed pretty dejected by it after the game, and Gabe Kapler just kind of Gabe Kapler did in his explanation. So that was one of the low points of the season, certainly a low point in Brandon Belt's career.
Yeah, as Randy Moss says, come on, man.
Yeah, right? Come on, man. What are you
come
doing?
On,
I honestly, Martin, you know what I did? I stood up. I was over in 210, in section 210. I stood up, and I don't think I said anything, but I had my hands raised above my head with my palms out wide, and I was like, what's going on? What are we doing, boys? What are we doing, Marty?
Not a good moment. Not a good moment. No. All right, now, you're in the football season now, and a lot of great things happening with the 49ers. It's a 17-game season. This thing is 162 games. And, you know, football, you say, oh, my God, we're 0-3, 0-4, it's all over. How do you get back? How do you get your mindset back in baseball so you don't fall into that and realize there's 40 games left to go and you're only a few games out?
Well, I think it's about right now. I'm still the same way. I think about it the same way you do, Marty. I know you're a big sectional guy. You like to go 54 games or 50 games, then 100 games, and we see where we are. And I try. I mean, baseball, you can't do anything really a month or 2 months in. You really just kind of got to pace it out, right? And then come up for air and see where you are. I think September 1st is one of those days, especially if you're in the situation the Giants are in. Tom and I were talking about this on Monday. I said, where do you need to be on September 1st? And what he said at that point, I think they were right about 500 or right at 500. He said, I think if they can go 10-15 the rest of the month and get to 67-62 by September 1st and be within five games, that proves you've won series. It proves that you can maintain your record above 500. It means you're beating up teams that you're supposed to beat. Now, they were doing that for a little bit. They'd won those five in a row, and now this little four-game losing streak has sort of tailspun that a little bit. So I don't know that it's going to be about getting to 67 wins now by September 1st, but if you can win the next couple of series, Detroit, Minnesota, like you talked about, sort of pay attention to what's happening with the Padres because they're certainly not playing their best baseball right now. You get to September 1st, and if you're within five games right there, I'd say you get a shot. If it's 5.5 games, you still get an opportunity to play the Phillies, to play the Padres. And again, they are not playing their best baseball. And so if it's the Padres in front of you and you get the opportunity to play them last series of the season, if you can win a few more, get back to 500, and if you're within 5.5, I'm not saying this is a team that's going to go win the World Series, but if you get to the postseason, anything can happen. If you're within 5.5, I think on September 1st, you're giving yourself a shot.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Great to talk to you. We'll talk next week. Thanks, Adam.
Thanks, Marty. Talk soon.
All right, more coming up. John Rooney next, right here in the Sports Leader.